There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Home of the Contact Series. I carry the contact. I carry the traveler's bag out of the Contact Series everywhere I go. There's a reason for that. That's because it's just so portable and so effective. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I could start doing the resume of my guest, and that would take the entire segment. It would just never stop. Grassroots, specialized attorney dealing with you and me on a regular basis, teacher, trainer, crusader, board member. He's a lot of different things. Joined again by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, among other things. Good morning, sir.
Bill, how are you this morning? It's a great day to be an American.
It sure is. It's always a great day to be an American, because that means we get to fight, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Every morning we get out of bed, we know that we can fight.
I saw this article yesterday, and I'm a little confused by it, because I know Jennifer Cruz over at Guns.com. And they did this article. It's a study of 146 self-defense shooting claims across the nation, 12 led to charges. And while they did come to you to get some quotes, it seems like they lean more on Ladd Everett out of the Violence Policy Center. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw briefly. I didn't get to read the whole thing, but they always lean and they always use the information they want. And you can tell from what side of the railroad tracks the article is being written on.
You know, their claim there is that they're neither pro-gun or anti-gun. Do you think this sort of tips that hand a little bit?
Probably almost immediately. And when you have to come out and say you're neither pro or anti, you're one or the other. I mean, let's face it, there should be no confusion.
Yeah. The Violence Policy Center puts they put estimates at roughly 67,000 annual cases of defensive gun use. They definitely are trying to lowball that one. So
I think the one every 13 seconds really rings true. For instance, Saturday night, that Second Call Defense, we got a call. We had a member in California who was attacked. He was beaten to the ground, was being kicked on the ground, and probably was seconds away from unconsciousness when he drew his firearm. He was a licensed concealed carry holder. Drawing his firearm, it stopped the attack. It broke off the attack, and the bad guy fled. Lots of witnesses. Bad guy was arrested, charged with a number of things. But even from the beginning, talking to this gentleman and to know what he went through, and it wasn't pretty when the police first arrived. It never is, because they have a job to do and an investigation to do, and you always got to be protected. And you'll never hear that on the news. You'll never hear about the good guy who was forced to use a firearm, you know, whether he brandished or says, hey, I have a gun, or whether, you know, God forbid, you know, he's forced to pull the trigger. And we have to remember that. They're never going to report those. And a lot of those aren't even reported by the people that had that occur.
You make the statement in the article, which I agree with, is that when you're in a stand-your-ground state or non-stand-your-ground state, our initial thoughts are always the same. Am I in fear of immediate, unavoidable, serious bodily injury or death, even in a duty-to-retreat state? If we can answer yes, then we can use lethal force. Of course, Everett comes back in saying that's all sort of vague and everything, and I'm just assuming that Ladd Everett has never been in a self-defense situation where he doesn't have time to, you know, book a conference room and put it in committee to figure things out. How often, especially with you, I mean, they didn't ask you this question. I noticed that. They didn't ask you this question. How many people do you defend that was wrong in employing lethal force?
Has hasn't happened yet, and I've been doing this for 23 years. And the last 9 years, nothing but this, but it hasn't happened yet. And I want to point out, you know, there's confusion with stand your ground and duty to retreat states. I live in a duty to retreat state still. And the threshold question was what I was saying is always the same. When you're in fear of death and serious bodily injury, unavoidable death and serious bodily injury in a duty retreat state, then you have a right to use lethal force. And really the question and answer session that you're having with yourself should end there. I'm in fear of immediate unavoidable death and serious bodily injury. It's going to happen right now. So, and whether you're in a stand your ground state or a duty retreat state, it doesn't give you any extra power until you can answer that question.
Right.
If you're not, then I don't care if you're in a stand your ground state, you still can't use lethal force. So the threshold question never changes. Now, the way that people try to articulate that and explain that, and of course, if you're on the left and you're anti-gun, well, you know, it's a license to kill. And that's where the confusion comes from. And when we all get educated,
right,
that's when things change.
The thing that always stands out about this to me is, you know, one of the things they always want to do is they always want the CDC to look at it. And the CDC back in June of 2013 is one of Obama's executive orders that he put out there. They published a study that Obama never publicized saying that armed Americans do very, very, very well for themselves. And they upped the ante. They figure it's up to 3 million times per year. So are the anti-gunners saying they'd rather see, let's say, two-thirds? Would they rather see 2 million more people being wheeled into a trauma ward because they weren't able to defend themselves? Is that what they're saying?
Well, you know, that's what they're saying when it comes right down to it. And when you point that out, you have to remember when we start debating anti-gun people, you can never change their mind. Their purpose doesn't matter. You know, statistically speaking, you and I and all of your listeners and the good guy with guns and just the good guys, period, over and over and over and over again, we consistently show that we're the most safest law-abiding segment of society. When the anti-gun crowd is faced with the statistics that you just quoted and everybody quotes, they have no way to fight that back, and so they get emotional, and that argument never wins. And really, we've proven over time, especially with, you know, concealed carry all over America, an estimated 11 million of us with permits, that more guns equals less crime, and that we can safely use firearms and carry firearms on a daily basis. You know, with all these guns in America, estimating somewhere between 100 and 140 million households with guns, accidental shootings are at all-time lowest.
Yep.
But they won't mention that.
No. Well, it's an epidemic.
No, absolutely.
It's an epidemic. It's in the air. You can catch it just by being around in the air. The other thing that I noticed that they don't talk about, now, second call defenses, you guys haven't been around that long, but you've been in the biz for 23 years. You've surely met people at the beginning of your career that had a gun, because one of the things they always say is that the anti-gunners always say that a law-abiding citizen with a gun just hasn't committed a crime yet. I'm sure you have known people throughout the entirety of the 23 years that owned a gun on day one, and now 23 years later, still not breaking the law. And, I mean, that's going to be the good thing about what you do in Second Call Defense and some of these other companies, because very soon we're going to have new trending stuff that can be polled. Although it won't make a bit of difference to them, will it?
No, it won't make a difference. In fact, I have an article coming out, and I'll share the article I'm writing with you, and it's a good article.
Before you launch into it, we're coming up on the next break in 40 seconds, so let's just give out how they get a hold of it. Second Call Defense, secondcalldefense.org, promo code what? Sean, is it lock and load?
Lock and load, and we'll give you your first month free, and trust me, it's going to be the best decision you ever made.
It's going to be the cheapest decision you ever made, too. You can't imagine. One of the things that they do, the anti-gunners don't talk about this. We, the killers, if we actually have to do this, we're going to need a little counseling. They provide that. They cover that for you. I'll tell you some other stuff when we get back. SecondCallDefense.org. We got a lot of stuff to cover with Sean. We haven't even talked about New Jersey yet. Some other stuff that he's involved in. Teaching the teachers. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I wear them, I run them, I've been associated with them for 4 years because they don't break. Because in my world, I'm not going to get run over by an M1 tank, and I very, very rarely pass by an IED. So the holsters I've had still work. Still function. Still have a lifetime warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, amongst, well, that's his professional moniker. He's got a lot of different ball caps that he wears. Sean, is Tim in the, Tim Knight is in the chat room. That's who the Tim is that I've been seeing referred to.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if he's in the chat room, but I was just telling you that, that we need to have a conversation, Tim and I and you about that, because you brought up so many great issues that need to be discussed as I was listening to you this morning that I almost have to, take notes to keep the ball rolling because we move on to the next thing.
Yeah. And, you know, what Sean's referencing is when I said, when I was talking about the NAGR and Dudley Brown. Now, Dudley's trying to mess up some of the good work. Well, he's not trying to mess up the good work you guys did in Colorado, but right now he's sort of gumming up the works in Colorado. So I can see where we need to have that conversation. I'm good with that.
Well, and we need to make sure that we support and we volunteer for the people we care about. You have the National Rifle Association, the NRA, ILA, are always looking for volunteers. People always ask me, you know, what can I do? It starts with something as simple as listening to your radio show, talking to your neighbors, talking to your friends about it. And we can all be activists. We don't have to jump in with both feet and not come up for air.
I noticed that the NRA, ILA jumped real quick in there with Cornyn as he's trying to actually bring some chaos, some organization out of chaos in the NICS system, which, you know, I personally don't even see the need for the NICS system, but what he's looking at is what's happened with the vets within the VA, what Obama wants to do with Social Security. He's trying to head that off, and NRA jumped on that real quick, and I was very pleased with that, I got to tell you.
Well, you know what? The NRA leadership, love them or like them, I like to say, they're always willing to try to get ahead of the issues, and that's important. You think about what being tagged or flagged wrong in the NICS check, because we always know, you know, you got to pass a NICS check to get your firearm.
Right.
So now they just start putting more things to raise red flags. You know what? You should have probably took my firearm away from me probably when I was 15 or 16 years old. I married my high school sweetheart. She's been balancing my checkbook my entire life. So if you're going to hinge my Second Amendment rights on my ability to add and subtract, then, you know, I guess you're going to have to come and get them now. That's ridiculous. But that shows you that they will use every opportunity and every means available to probably interfere with your Second Amendment rights and your civil rights, your God-given rights. And that's what these people are all about. They just don't want to save one life. They want your guns because that's their power.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it has nothing to do with saving lives. As a matter of fact, I would hazard a guess to say that in these places where they actually have really good gun control, like New Jersey, that it actually costs lives in the long run or ruins lives. I mean, oh, right now you got Christie out there saying all these people that break the law, I'll just pardon them. Like, that's the solution.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to make your felony, your number of felonies go down. Just pardon everybody, take them off the records. But you know what? That's why I spend as much time in Chicago as I can, because I want to be the safest I possibly can. And it just makes sense that we should hang out where they have the strictest gun control laws.
Well, at least if you're going to hang out in Chicago, be sure and hang out with an Uber driver.
That's correct.
Now, you're getting ready to start teaching the leadership of the Ohio House of Representatives basic pistol this coming Friday. That's got to be... This has got to be like a sea change here in Ohio, right there. I've never seen a political body. I've seen members of political bodies, but I've never seen a political body say, we're going to put on the tactical stuff and go out and get in the mud.
You know what? And this is a great opportunity. And it just goes to show you that the good people, the people that protect our rights and that were elected to protect our rights and take their oath seriously, they either, number one, they want to know more about the issues. They're on our side, but they want to make sure they can roll up their sleeves and know exactly what all the issues are. And there's not a better way to understand the laws in the state of Ohio and what's wrong with some of them until you decide, you know what, I'll take the class and I'll carry concealed or have the ability to carry concealed. And then you'll truly understand some of the ridiculousness of the laws out there. But, you know, I'm very fortunate to live in the state of Ohio. At this point in time, we have a great bunch of people that fight for our rights every day. And I'm not just talking about Second Amendment rights, of course. I think that's the hinge pin that we can judge everybody else on, is how much power are they willing to allow, you know, the civilians of society to have, so to speak. But they want to take the opportunity to make sure they can talk the talk and walk the walk. And you have to commend it to them. They want to do something like this. And so Ron Magg, who is a House representative, also is a great pro-gun guy. I'm involved with Friends of the NRA banquets with him. We shoot together. We do a lot of things. And Ron Magg got this group of people together and said, hey, do you want to help me? Ron Magg is an NRA instructor also and gave me a call, and I jumped at that opportunity just to bring people into the fold, so to speak, because every time there's one more person like us out there, we're that much better off, especially when they have the ability to immediately fight for our rights. And then they'll know. We know what they're talking about if they have any questions. And then they'll understand. So this is just another way to reach people and to make them understand that this is what we're all about. And this is what our founding fathers, you know, were talking about. Because, you know, a basic pistol class and different classes that are being taught, they go beyond just the nuts and bolts of everything else. You know, you talk about philosophy and while we're sitting here.
One thing that I've always noticed about politicians is they – In matters fiscal or in, you know, administrative or something, they have a point of reference to work from, and yet there's some of these guys will not hesitate to do something legislatively against gun rights without knowing a damn thing they're talking about, will they?
Well, and that's exactly right. And I would rather, and it's much better for us in a position to have those on the opposite end, people doing things for gun rights and make sure they have a good understanding. You know what? It hasn't always been that popular. And that's why I have to pat Ron Magg on the back. As a representative for the state of Ohio, he's went forward, like him or love him, you know, for the last 5 years and make sure that he jumps in with both feet to protect our rights. And that's not always an easy thing, because certainly when you do that, you give the antis who are purely emotional buckets of mud to throw at you, and he doesn't care, and membership and basically the leaders of the Ohio House and the Senate, they don't care either, because they're truly there for the right thing. And so, you know what, I try to give a shout out to these guys. I help them with fundraisers whenever we can, but you know what, these are also the guys that do machine gun shoot for me for a fundraiser, so I can never pass those things up, because I organize them and they'll put them on and come. So that's all good for all of us.
Get the caller to hold on through the break, if you will. We'll get to him right away. As we lean into this, coming up next, we're going to go to the phones. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, NRA board member. Lots of different things. We'll continue to illustrate that as we go along. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, this portion of the show, by the way, brought to you in part by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. Check them out. The only kind of holster I run, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour, from Second Call Defense, from the NRA board, from all kinds of things, is Sean Maloney. Sean, we got a call from PW in Indiana, I think it is. PW, are you there?
Good morning, Bill Freddy. Sean Maloney.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
I wanted to tell you guys it's nice to hear both of this talent in the same spot at the same time. It's quite an opportunity. I'd talked, or been a while since I'd called. My question was twofold. One, we talked months ago about trying to develop some talking points with all the statistics and the numbers and the things that fly around. A lot of folks don't exactly have those at their immediate disposal. I'd kind of propose something like along the lines of maybe kind of making a cheat sheet where things could be organized in different categories that might be available as statistic references when folks are making their talks in their across their kitchen tables. So I wanted to see what you thought about that idea. And my second question was what Mr. Maloney's direction, or if he had any pet projects that he was looking to work with as a new member of the NRA board.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of good questions, and especially the first questions with the cheat sheet, because I developed that early on because, you know, walking onto the scene, so to speak, you're always having debates and you're always talking about the issues. So I would start writing those down because the statistics change all the time. And so when people start talking about universal background checks, we know what they're talking about. Well, I have areas of that written down in paragraphs, and I have them all memorized now. And when statistically speaking, we started talking about firearm safety, I have the reports from the CVC, from the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. So that's a great idea, and I always encourage people to get out and make those little cheat sheets for yourself, and after some time, they'll become ingrained, and you'll be able to spout them immediately. The NRA ILA has pages of those. They have articles and things that are very much on point. I'm not sure if they exactly have anything condensed, but that's a great idea. I have something that's condensed like that, and I'm never afraid to give my email out, smaloneyohionra8@gmail.com. If you want to email me, we can start sharing some stuff together, and I'd love to do that for you. And as far as pet projects or what's going on with my board seat on the NRA, of course, from the beginning, I've been involved with the National Rifle Association as an election volunteer coordinator. I haven't changed what I do. I just have, I guess, a different title. This election season coming up, we have off-year elections in Virginia. I plan on getting involved there. I plan on, of course, asking the NRA and Glenn Caroline from Iowa for some guidance. But I know Tim Knight and I have plans. He's a fellow board member that we're going to hit the ground, and we're going to do what we can to make sure the pro-gun candidates and people that like-minded individuals that are in trouble have our help on the streets and let people know that we're there for them. You know, I got elected, and I wanted to get elected because I wanted my voice to be heard for those 5 million members. And it's here, it's heard on a consistent basis internally already. But I just wanted to make sure that I could go to bat a little bit more for that. So that pet project's working. And then also with the FASTER program that I'm involved in with Buckeye Farms Association, I regularly, and we've been arming school districts a lot lately this summer, training teachers, and I've been going to school board meetings and executive session, helping them pass the legislation and internally what they need to get done. So the next step is to do some training with Buckeye Firearms. So I've also been doing that and try to stay as active as I can. Of course, I'm from Ohio. You're from Indiana, another important state, but I know how important Ohio is, and so I'll be knocking on doors, I'll be phone banking, I'll be doing whatever I can for the candidates that we care about. And that's why, you know, Bill and I talk about this all the time. People ask me, how do you get involved? Well, you get involved like you just did. You call this radio station, and we share ideas, and then we talk to our friends. You know, we can get involved with our volunteerism as much or as little as we want to. And so it all starts with a phone call, so to speak.
Well, the other thing, as far as the cheat sheet, PW, one thing I would point out about the cheat sheet that I try to do, because they're always, when you first throw a fact at them, they're going to stare at you and blink, sort of like, I don't know, like a llama with a brain concussion. It's going to be quite the blinking. So when you're wanting to arm yourself with that stuff, when you get that stuff, look at that as an outline. And
being the old guy and the brain ain't quite as sharp sometimes, I guess the question is if there's ever kind of a clearing house or a place that those kind of information is condensed, outlined, and shortened and quickly, you know, gotten, then rather than making it a day-long process of trying to keep your notebook available, when a new data point comes up, you write it down.
I think from the standpoint of data points, you need to go to John Lott's website.
Okay.
Simply because that's all he. I mean, he's John Lott's not an advocate. If the data pointed in the anti-gun direction, he would be anti-gun as the day is long. So he doesn't have a dog. Now, I go look at his website because he revises his study every year.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I won't take your time anymore. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I will move on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. And I want to also throw in there that when you're talking to an anti-gun person, reasonability is out of the window. Their position is never going to change no matter what evidence, facts, uncontrovertible that you display or you tell them. None of those matter to these people. They already have their conclusion that has to do with power, their power. You can't argue with somebody who's lying about your position and whose position isn't based upon any reason or any facts. So don't get frustrated, and you're so right. You know, they're going to stare at you. What?
I totally agree. I guess my targets are those who are neutral or only slightly tainted and looking to get them to the range and kind of get them to shake off that mild, you know, guns are bad kind of thing.
Get to them while you can. That's a great idea.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to move on. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Stay safe. One thing that I'm thinking with this, you dealing with the House leadership out of Ohio, that's going to make arming the teachers a little easier too, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We have everything in place, but it does make it a little bit easier because, you know, when you look at concealed carry and you look at what it takes, they all understand now. For so long, media led us to believe that guns were such an evil thing that they, you know, they can't even be in school. Of course, it's federal law, state law. But then when they understand that, you know what? When you look at the movie theater shootings, when you look at the school shootings, and they're going to happen again, when you look at our recruiting station shootings, banning firearms does nothing but create victims. And
yeah.
And now nobody can argue against that. And they're starting to understand that whether they like it or not. Of course, Obama is never going to allow, you know, members of the military to carry on base or in a recruiting station. But you just have to remember that that those areas are going to be there, but we got to fight. We got to fight to try to take that back. We can still take back America, people. And we're frustrated. We don't like what's going on, but we just can't give up. We have to get off the couch. We have to vote. You know, the statistic that almost makes me want to cry is that when I realize that if we would have got the same amount of people off the couch to vote against Obama in this last election that we did in the first one, we would have won. What happened? Why did we become so complacent? You know,
I don't know. I don't know. I have my own theories on that, but we don't have enough time to talk about that. Coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org, promo code lock and load. Gets you the first month free. It's $8 a month. It is the final tool in the kit of your self-defense array.
And you're not going to believe everything that we offer at secondcalldefense.org.
Yeah,
take advantage
yeah.
of it. My danger real quick before the break on coming onto the show is I don't want to buy everything that's advertised by you. So I know I'm in the right place where everything
you're
offering for sale I want.
There you go. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. From the first iteration to what is now the fourth with the Contact series, where now they're delving into melding Kydex with tactical nylon, G-Code has never failed to amaze me with their innovative tact that they take on the way they design things. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest from secondcalldefense.org, who I have neglected to mention today, at least, that they are one of my latest sponsors, and we're going to be cutting spots for them today, is Sean Maloney. And, this has sort of taken on a life all of its own. I haven't even gotten to the point of asking you how things are going in New Jersey.
You know what? New Jersey is another place where you can't give up. You can't stop the fight.
Right.
Governor Christie, I'm not sure where he's coming from. He challenges people to challenge his record on guns. But I'm sorry, when you're the governor of a state and you've done nothing to help expand the civil rights of the people that you're there to serve, I have a big problem with that. And he bullies people around, but you got to think about that. We need, whenever any state that we're in, when they're being persecuted for their civil rights, for their Second Amendment rights, it affects us all. And it's going to spread, and they're going to try to spread it. And that's why Colorado was so important to me, to try to stop it there.
Well, I mean, is it a different dynamic with which, I mean, in Colorado, when you guys ended up in Colorado, you were facing big money, but what was happening in Colorado was a fresh, ripped open wound.
You know,
and
good.
In New Jersey, this is like, it's like ingrained conditioning that's generational. Is it a different kind of a lift?
You know what? That's a good point. And Bill, I really think it is, because it is so multi-jurisdictional or generational with there that the people don't know what it's like to have those rights, to be like you and I are. I can remember when Tim Knight and I took that trip last year, and we were in New Jersey and we were in Connecticut, walking into a gun store in Connecticut and seeing a sign that said that you had to have a permit to buy ammunition, and you could only buy ammunition for a gun that you could prove that you owned.
Right.
I was stunned. I took a picture of that and posted it immediately. That was so foreign to me, but that's what these people said. Okay, that's the way it is. Well, and that's the problem in New Jersey. That's the way it is, and I think they've been either beat up for so long, gotten nowhere for so long, that they tend to say, you know what, our hands are tied, we can't do anything. Alexander Rubian is a gentleman that Tim and I met, who has an action ongoing to try to collect petitions to remove some state senators and state representatives, similar to the way they did in Colorado. It's there. You can use it. You can be removed from office. I mean, that's firing a big shot across the bow for anybody, especially when you're dealing with everybody in New Jersey. And New Jersey can be a little nervous. It can get you a little nervous to operate that way, because when you take somebody out of the House or the Senate, you're also taking all their buddies, everybody who's getting money, all the contracts. And so that's a difficult battle and a difficult fight. But again, in places like New Jersey, you're right. They don't know any better. They don't know what the freedom was like. They were born into the oppression that they have. And so that's why whenever we can lend a hand and reach out to try to help these people get the rights back that we enjoy, or at least the rights that we partially enjoy, we got to do that. We can't give up on these people. I have a special affinity for people in California, for New Jersey, and Connecticut, for the people that are fighting the fight constantly and all over America.
It appears that my website has gone down.
Don't you love technology?
I do love technology. Just can't live without it. Just can't live without it. Oh, well.
Well, you know, and it's now I know how your mind's on your website, what's going on when you're trying to deal with me at the same time. So it's a good place. I want to talk about, if I can, that brandishing again that happened on Saturday night. When we think, you know, he did everything he had a legal right to do, but
right.
He still had to be concerned about the consequences of even that action, because you don't know who's gonna come up and who's gonna start investigating it. And so, you know, he did the right thing. He took the second call defense training to heart. He gave him the basics. I was in fear for my life. This is what happened. I'll be happy to cooperate, but not until I have an opportunity to collect my thoughts. I mean, he had just been beaten, almost unconsciousness. And so certainly he didn't have any ability to be making any statements. We slowed things down, gave him the opportunity to collect his thoughts, and got him an attorney who's represented by counsel, and he'll go and make a statement. Which, by the way, he probably doesn't have any problems, because there was three or four witnesses already, and the man that attacked him was also arrested for domestic violence for beating his girlfriend. So, you know, it's all going to be good, but still you don't know what's going to happen. And people think, well, you know what, I'm probably not going to shoot somebody. Well, you know, you're probably not. But any time you touch that firearm, that's one of those, you know, once every 13 seconds, you're defending yourself with a firearm, and it has consequences, especially in jurisdictions and places like California. So it's important that we protect ourselves. And as an NRA instructor who teaches concealed carry and things like that in the state of Ohio, I'm very cognizant of the fact that a lot of times the battle to protect yourself just begins after you use your firearm, especially, you know, given the jurisdiction that you could be in at any time. And, you know, you got to get the facts out there, and you got to be protected from the beginning. If you have competent legal representation from the beginning, things are going to work out. And I've often said, Bill, who am I going to call if I use a firearm? I know who I'm going to call right around where I practice, because I know who the other good attorneys are.
Right.
But what if I'm a county away, or what if I'm on vacation? What if I'm visiting you? Who do I call then? And that's what we wanted to make sure, that we had something. One phone number to call your loved ones and your personal contacts, emergency contacts you give us, immediate bond if you need it, immediate retainer fee, and the best thing is a competent attorney wherever the shooting takes place. You can't find that anywhere, because who are you going to call? So we take that away from trigger to trial, second call defense is there. And we've done it in such a way, it's upfront, it's immediate, day one, dollar one, that insurance programs can't cover. But with the foundations we've created and everything else we have in place, we can offer and provide assistance immediately. And that's what sets us apart, and that's what makes us different, and that's why we're here. It's the right thing to do for all of us gun owners and Second Amendment advocates, and the people that want to protect themselves. I also tell people that you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to need second call defense. If you use a firearm in your home, anywhere you use a gun at, you're legally allowed to own and have a firearm, we cover you. If your grandfather shotguns in the corner and someone kicks your front door open, you know you're going to use it. Well, if you need us, we're going to be there for you.
Yeah, and that's definitely, I mean, that's the reason it's second call defense. Most people don't get the whole idea about the bail. If you actually get arrested and put in jail, With some of these programs where they have lists of attorneys, if you get arrested and put in jail, they're not going to hold up while you try to call your attorney off of the list. When you're in jail, you're making a collect call, and it's going to tell this attorney, whoever it may be, you're getting a collect call from inmate at such and such lockup.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a time-consuming thing. Even when things get in place, I mean, you're still going to be in jail for hours. But you're going to be out of jail. You're going to have light at the end of the tunnel. The other part that is huge and unprecedented that I've never seen with any of them, and I've looked at plenty, is the counseling. Because you're going to have to deal with this. Even if you kill Charles Manson, if Charles Manson is trying to shiv you, you're going to have to deal with it when you shoot him. Yeah.
You're so right, because we don't know how we're going to react. We just took another human life. Or maybe we didn't. But, you know, it's still very traumatic. And how we deal with the PTSD and everything else that goes around it, I mean, our best-trained military comes back with problems. Can you imagine in the color world of your house having to take another human life? And what if it's somebody you know that's still trying to kill you? What if it's just the next-door neighbor's son who's addicted to heroin and has to have his next hit and will go through and kill anybody to get it, and you have to be there? We want to make sure that psychologically and mentally and emotionally you're prepared for whatever's going to come at you. And trust me, as an attorney, I want to make sure that your mind is focused with me on proving your innocence, not on the psychological issues that are going on at the same time. So that's why we've thought that important to have that. And we got that from focus groups. What do people want? We wanted to be everything we possibly can within the bounds of the law, and so we took a long time to create Second Call Defense, probably nearing 3 years, with focus groups on psychological issues, on legal issues, on retired police officers, off-duty military, whatever else we could do to make sure that we had the best protection available to anyone, because unfortunately, the scales of justice aren't colorblind, and sometimes it takes money to make sure you can put up a good defense. And I want to make sure that our members have everything right in place for them. I mean, after all, have you ever tried to get bond? How do you get bail?
You know. Anyway, we're about to run out of time, and I just want everybody to know that Wednesdays at this time is the Second Call Defense segment from here on out. So you'll be hearing from Sean again next week. Sean, thank you very much for joining me today.
Very much, thank you. And secondcalldefense.org, lock and load, gets you your free month. Use it. And Bill, thank you very much for being the patriot you are. I appreciate you being on the radio.
Oh, that's my pleasure. We'll do this again. Rebroadcast for the last part of the week. Y'all, the scheme unfolds. We're getting ready to do some good stuff on a Wednesday.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.